Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. Sorry, there's a bug on my wall. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And we are coming at you with my pick of July. And I chose Team America World Police from 2004.
Yes, sir.
This, I don't know why I picked this.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to watch it. I haven't watched it in a while. Probably like a good fucking decade or so.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
We did a
That's
pretty
fair.
serious movie on our last episode with Warfare. So I thought maybe I'd follow it up with a little comedy.
Okay. All right. I'm not complaining.
I know that whenever I picked it on our last episode, you were kind of taken aback a little bit.
Definitely just, random, yeah, but I mean, I'm not complaining, you know.
It's a fun movie. When's the last time you watched it?
I don't know, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
couldn't tell you. Yeah,
and you bought the 4K for it.
I did, yeah.
Did it, like, how did it look? Was it anything special, or?
I mean, not particularly, but
okay.
I mean, there is something that, like, I noticed the movie that I don't know if I didn't notice before. Maybe, I don't know, but we'll get to that.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's kick off our box office and news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking, stopped by the brewery here in town, Brower Kaufman, and they had a few seasonal beers.
Okay.
So I picked up this one, a really cool can. It's called Abaye. I don't know. ABBAYE style Tripal.
Okay.
And it's called the Mea Culpa.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the cool what's the percentage on that?
9%.
Okay, so it's a heavy one.
Yeah.
Do they know you by name in there yet?
No, I don't go there that often. I just, because I was just going to stop at the LCBO, and I was thinking, I was like, they only had like a couple beers from this brewery. I was like, I haven't been in a while, like, might as well go support them. Like,
yeah,
literally across from my house. So, what are you drinking?
That's fair. Just Michelob again.
Nice.
The huge. I should go to the LCBO. I haven't been there in a while. I need to restock on some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have you watched anything since we last spoke?
Definitely have. Yeah. So I watched a movie called The Best Wishes to All. It was on Shudder. I haven't used Shudder in a while, so Exuma kind of, I don't know, sparked me to watch something on Shudder.
You told me to watch it, eh?
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. Like I told you, it's kind of like The Visit meets Midsommar. Pretty good. Definitely worth checking out.
Nice.
And then I saw that The Last Showgirl was on Crave, and Pamela got some sort of award, I remember, for this performance. Really good movie, man. Like, it's depressing. Like, nothing like traumatic happens, but it just makes you think about life a lot. Yeah, she was really good in it. Yeah, definitely recommend it.
Nice.
Watched Up, kind of threw that on like throughout the week for Theo. So, watched The Amateur. It's on Disney Plus. It's just kind of average. I don't know, just like a average spy thriller, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I was cruising on the Criterion Channel, and Wild Things is leaving at the end of July, so I was like, I better watch it because I've been wanting to watch it for a while. I really enjoyed it, but there's like a bajillion twists in the last like 10 minutes, and I just was like kind of over it. I was like, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. But I could definitely see why people love this movie, especially men and teens, and the
Whatever do
teen
you mean?
boys. Yeah, I mean, goddamn. And then still on Criterion, and so Insomnia was leaving as well, and it's a Christopher Nolan movie that I'd never even heard of, to be honest.
Oh, really?
And it had Robin Williams and
Pacino?
Pacino. It was pretty good. It wasn't like anything spectacular, but yeah. Randomly threw on Knives Out. And then watched Borderlands, unfortunately.
Nice, unfortunately.
Like the
Nice.
first like 20 minutes I was like into it, and then just like I don't even know what the fuck that movie was.
I honestly think if they casted it differently, I think it would have been a hell of a lot better. Just the casting decisions did not make sense. I liked Tiny Tina, and I liked the psycho. I can't remember what his name was.
I guess, yeah.
Like, I like those two characters.
Yeah. And I inadvertently watched three Jamie Lee Curtis movies this week, so
Oh yeah, true. That's funny.
yeah.
We were in Toronto last weekend. Well, the weekend that just passed. And I was up before everybody, so I went downstairs to the Airbnb and just threw on. They had like a weird like satellite dish digital cable thing. I don't know. It's like every TV show had its own channel. Like there was like a there's a Yu-Gi-Oh channel and there's like a Digimon channel. But anyways, the only movie that was on was called American Yakuza, and it has Viggo Mortensen in it. So I was like, ah, fuck, I'll throw it on. It's not good.
I
It was pretty bad.
mean, with a name like that, you know.
Yeah. It's from 1993, and the editing was a fucking choice in this movie. And then I finally watched Death of a Unicorn.
Oh, nice. Yes.
I had rented it a while back and forgot that I had rented it, and it was the rental was running out like in a couple days, so I finally watched it and it was enjoyable enough, but such a fucking weird ass movie, man.
Definitely.
Like, so weird.
Very weird.
But yeah, I gave it 3 stars. Gave American Yakuza 2 stars. And that's all I watched. Besides, like, we did the Lair of the White Worm for a Patreon episode. That's it. That's all.
Nice.
Okay. Box office. In 5th place, we have F1, the movie. Still kicking. That was with 9.8 million. In 4th place, we have Smurfs, which brought in 11 million in its opening weekend. 3rd place, I Know What You Did Last Summer, in its opening weekend. Brought in 12.7.
All right.
Jurassic World Rebirth is in 2nd place, brought in 23.7 for a grand total so far of 276 million domestic. And in 1st place, we have Superman, brought in 58.4 for a grand total of 236 million domestic. So it's almost caught up to Jurassic World.
Something interesting, listening to one of the Big Picture episodes, and they did a little trivia with, there's a live show, and remember like about a couple months ago, there's that we're looking at the worldwide all-time movies, and that like Nihao 2 movie, it's now number one.
Oh shit, is it? Holy
And
fuck.
apparently they are releasing it in the States for a limited run
I did
too.
see that. I saw that on Instagram. I fuck, I want to watch this movie. I need to see what the hype is all about. That's
It's
fucking
now the
wild.
biggest Chinese movie ever made, I think.
Wow. That's nuts. Sorry, I'm trying to see. That's 2025. I don't want 2025. Where the fuck? Fuck it, I'll just Google it. I want to see how much it has. Oh, this isn't updated. Wait, July 23rd. That's today. Box Office Mojo still has it as eighth place. Top Lifetime
Interesting.
grosses. Avatar is number one. Avengers Endgame is second.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I'm sorry. I'm talking about 2025.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. But I mean, it's still in eighth place and it's creeping up real quick on Spider-Man No Way Home for seventh place. It's at Nisha is at 1.899 billion and Spider-Man No Way Home is at 1.921. So this American run, if it makes money, it might. Inside Out 2 is in fucking ninth place. Hey, wow. That's crazy. Huh. Anyways, neat. Yeah, we should try and watch this fucking movie.
We gotta watch the first one first.
Yeah, that would help. All right, do we have any 4Ks to talk about?
Sure do. All right, so we got The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Nice. Did you watch that yet?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty good. I think that would look good in 4K,
It
actually.
would, yeah.
Final Destination Bloodlines. Might have to
Already.
finally watch that. I'm sure it'll be on one of those streams. Madagascar. Serenity.
Oh shit, Serenity.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I was just talking. No, it wasn't Serenity. Never mind. I was gonna say I was just talking about that with Sir Harbinger the other day.
Danger Diabolique.
Okay.
Interesting. Little Buddha. Oh, Keanu Reeves is in it. Silent Scream. The Stuff. Great
Nice.
movie. Cobra.
Sick.
You Can Count on Me. Criterion. Carnal Knowledge on Criterion.
Is that Mark Ruffalo that you can count on me?
Kind of does look like him.
It looks like a side profile.
Small Soldiers
Oh, sick.
and Hans Zimmer Live in Prague.
It's weird.
Some good ones.
That Small Soldiers steelbook was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was.
I want that. All right, cool. Well, I guess we can start this movie discussion.
Yes, sir.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Team America World Police from 2004. Starting off with the synopsis, popular Broadway actor Gary Johnston is recruited by the elite counterterrorism organization Team America World Police. As the world begins to crumble around him, he must battle with terrorists, celebrities, and falling in love. If you've never seen this movie, first of all, what have you been doing with your life? And second, this is all marionette acting. So they're all
Except for
puppets,
one scene.
except for one scene. That's very true. Yeah, there's some animals that are legit.
Was talking about something else that we had
Oh,
in trivia, actually, but.
okay. This was directed by Trey Parker, who is obviously most known for South Park, him and Matt Stone. But they also did Basketball. They did that fucking musical that we did. What was it? Cannibal something.
Cannibal, I think it was Cannibal, wasn't
Oh, it was just Cannibal. Yeah, that's right.
it? Yeah, Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah, that's right. We did that over on our Elm Street episodes. But yeah, fucking insanely funny guys. Our cast, we have Trey Parker, who he did many voices in this movie, but he mainly did Gary, Joe, and Kim Jong-il.
And Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Matt
Oh,
Stone. Did many voices as well, but his main character was Chris. Kristen Miller played Lisa. Masasa Moyo played Sarah. And Darren Norris played Spotswood.
yep.
I was really thinking that there was going to be some more, I don't know, cameos, I guess, but there wasn't really.
Yeah. No, there wasn't.
Kind of surprising.
Well, because they all do their own voices, right?
No, yeah, I know, but
Like
like in
celebrity
South Park,
voices.
we get some cameos every now and then.
Yeah. Really, the only celebrity they've had is like Bill Hader, who does the show, but they do all
Yeah.
the other voices and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Did you have any honorable mentions?
No.
All right.
Did you?
Nope.
Cool.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's get into her.
America, fuck yeah.
So I actually had this movie on, what were they called? At a PSP.
Oh shit, okay.
What were the little fucking things called?
A sand disk? Is that what they were? A
No.
sand disk?
I forget what it was. Anyway, yeah, I had a PSP back in the day, and this was like, I think I had just this movie on it.
Yeah.
So,
Nice.
yeah. Anyway, so movie opens up in Paris and
UMD disk.
the UMD, yes.
Universal
Yes.
Media.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, so the movie opens up in Paris and we get this little marionette in this shitty background. And then it opens up to the bigger picture, and I read in the trivia that like they pranked Paramount and
Okay.
they showed them that, and someone yelled out like, "Oh, they fucking ripped us off," or something like that. And then it expands to the bigger part, and you're like, "Oh, okay."
That's so funny.
Yeah. But like, I watched some of the special features on this, and like,
Yeah.
it's so impressive with all of this shit that they did. Like, this is the biggest marionette movie. I mean, probably is at this point, right?
Yeah, even still, like.
Like, just the amount of puppets they have to make, and all of the scenes in the cities, and they're talking about in the special features that when they're building all of these, they used stuff from our real world as movie props. So
What do you
like
mean?
in the Paris, in the concrete was all little croissants.
Oh, okay.
In Kim Jong Il's, whatever, your has a zoom out of like his palace and all
Yeah.
the little like houses. Well,
Yeah.
they're all Chinese takeout containers.
Oh shit.
And they
That's
were
really
like,
cool.
and like some of like the lanterns they had like, they like got like a cheese grater and like put on like different parts around the house to like build everything in the on the sets and stuff like that.
Huh, that's neat.
And like one of like the belt buckles was just like a American quarter. Yeah, so yeah, really cool. So yeah, there's just these people going about their day. We see a little boy, Jean-François, he's
Yeah.
eat a popsicle, happy, runs into a terrorist, and just like the first time you see the terrorist, like it's so ridiculous. And one of the special features, they talk about why they made the movie, and they basically wanted to make a satire of a Jerry Bruckheimer movie.
Okay, I see that.
And they absolutely hate celebrities and stuff like that, so like,
Yeah.
but it's just funny that they wanted to make a satire of like a Jerry Bruckheimer movie, like just over the top,
Yeah.
so yeah, these terrorists, there's like four or five of them, they have a bomb, and then Team America shows up, and just so epic, man.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone don't give a fuck about anything. They don't care if they're gonna get canceled. They don't care what type of joke they make. And like the whole terrorist thing, like their language, Durka Durka, Jihad, Durka Durka, Muhammad,
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. It's so fucking bad, man, but it's so
Yeah,
funny.
I
This came
know.
out in a time where like people were a little more chill and like people weren't getting canceled over fucking stupid shit, but
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, oh man, watching it now, it brings back so many memories.
Yeah, and like the one part they're like, oh, they're heading down Baka Laka Daka Street. It's like so ridiculous, but like but they make fun of everyone, right? Like it's they don't just single people out. But yeah, so Team America shows up. We got Joe, Chris, Lisa, and Sarah, and
Sarah.
then Carson, I think, is the other guy. And they're fighting them. They end up killing a few of them, and Sarah pulls up and she's terrorized this. And then we get an epic fight.
So good.
Chris, who is a martial arts expert, and it's terrible, but that's what makes it so fucking funny. Because they like he's like Kia, and then like he's about to fight the guy, then just like just seeing the puppets like go up against each other, like not hit each other,
There's bumping into each other.
yeah, for like 2 minutes, and then he just like stomps beside him, and it's like that's it. So
So
funny.
good.
But I might bring this up later, but just the way that this action scene is filmed is actually so fucking good. Like the way that like the one guy gets shot through the window, and like his puppet like actually flies back through the window, and like I don't know, man, it's just unreal.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And Team America is just absolutely destroying Paris, and like that's kind of what like the satire is a bit, right? And
Absolutely.
like they she pulls out a rocket launcher and someone's run away and she shoots it and misses him and knocks down the Eiffel Tower. One guy runs into the Louvre, and Sarah's in a helicopter. She shoots a missile into the Louvre and just destroys it. Oh man.
This is what happens in like every action movie, but like even like in the Marvel movies. It's like you've caused more destruction in this fucking city than the enemies were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're touted as heroes. It's so funny.
And also the music too, like whenever the little boy runs into him and like you get the first shot and like the guy's eyes are like wide and has like that like music playing behind it. It's just so funny. But then we see Carson, he ends up proposing to Sarah. And then we see one of the terrorists is still alive, ends up shooting and killing Carson. And so he dies. Yeah. And then immediately cuts to New York City, and we get Least the Musical. And the songs in this movie are so good, man. Like,
Man, so good. I
it's
forgot
so.
how many songs there were.
Yeah. I remember the AIDS song for sure. Because it's just like.
I think I remember singing that in high school quite often.
Yeah. And obviously it's a play on Rent, obviously. I've never seen it, but I know it's about AIDS and stuff like that. But like he's just talking about AIDS, he's like, yeah, my sister AIDS, my dad AIDS, and he's just going on and on. It's so
Everyone
funny.
has AIDS.
Yeah. So yeah, Gary's a theater actor. We see Spotswood in the audience kind of looking at him, and then he's in the back room, and he looks at a picture of like his family, and then you just hear in the background like oh Gary help me, and he like monkeys like going crazy. And then Spotswood shows up, and you know he's like his like I don't know, his voice is so good, like he's just like Gary great job out there, and he's like I wanted to show you something. Come out to my car. I'm like just in like then walking away, like just do 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 do.
Bouncing.
And so he gets out there and he has like this Lambo limbo. And he's like, come on, it there's gonna be some profanity in this episode, just
Oh,
so
so
you know.
much.
But he's like, come on, Gary, come in my limo, I gotta show you something. Gary's like, I know what you're doing here. You want me to get in your limo and
He's like, then you're gonna stick a finger in my ass and make me suck your cock.
yeah. And he's like, no, actually, it's not that. Gets in the limo, All right, now get down and suck my cock.
He's like, I'm just joking.
So they drive away, and I think the set of New York looks so fucking good, man.
Yeah, they did
Like
really good.
crazy.
Like down Times Square and Broadway.
And they're like driving on like the bridge, and then Spot Woods tells, I forget what the driver's name is, which I'm pretty sure is a girl dressed as a guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like it. What, I forget what his name is, but he's like,
I can't
okay,
remember now.
time to valmorphinize, and hits a button and it turns into a jet basically. And then
Yeah.
Gary's like, wow, a jet, a flying car. Now I have seen everything. And Spotswood's like, have you seen a man eating his own head? No? Well, then you haven't seen everything. Yeah, they get back to the base, which is in what's it called?
Yeah, where is it?
The president's head's on the
Oh,
rock.
Rushmore, Mount
Yeah,
Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore, yeah. And like this is like they actually built this. Like it was a working
Oh, really?
thing. Like it opened up, all the faces opened up and stuff like that.
That's so crazy.
So home base is in Mount Rushmore, and he basically says that the terrorists are planning something big, and they need Gary to act like a terrorist. And he meets the rest of the team, and it's just like the cliche, like, okay, Chris is the kung fu artist, whatever, and he's like a total dick to Gary
Yeah.
because he hates actors. But you
I'll
find out
find out
later why.
why.
Joe is like. Basically, Joe Namath, right? He's like a quarterback, like leader of the team.
Yeah.
Sarah's an empath, and I love she's like, I see you seem a bit confused, Gary, and like throughout the movie, just stupid like that. And
Yeah.
then these like sponsors like, ah, where's Lisa? And Lisa comes out like looking all good, and Gary like has an eye for her, and he's like, ah, that's our psychology expert on terrorists. And he's like, tell him about it, and Spotswood is like, yeah, it's like not 11, but times 100. And they're like, oh my God, but that's like whatever, like 9,110 or
He
whatever.
goes, that's right. It's 91,110.
Yeah. And he's like telling like Gary, yeah, we need you to act and go undercover. And so that's it. If you want to join the team, good. If not, well, there's the door. All right, thanks. Just walks out. Fuck. Gary ends up leaving, but then Lisa kind of stops him and basically tells him, like, you know, the world is at stake here, blah blah blah. And then
Yeah.
he's like, ah, I gotta think of it. He gets in the limo and he's like, whoever's like, let's take a detour. And then we get to a short, but there's a lot of montages in this movie.
Yeah.
And we get the Bucko Five song, and it's just literally like the puppet of Gary going around to like real places in like Washington.
Yeah.
And he looks so small compared to like the actual monuments. And
I love how they did that. Because there's one scene later on too, like when he's on a motorcycle and it's just on like a huge fucking regular sized street. He just his little fucking motorcycle.
It's like, there's like Freedom Costa Bucko Five. Cuts to North Korea, and we meet Kim Jong Il. I had subtitles on like watching this movie, and like all of Kim Jong Il's, like it actually had like
Yeah,
the R's in it.
the mispronunciation.
And we see him talking, and I forget, someone comes up and they're talking about like, oh, Team America, whatever, stopped it. And then Kim Jong's like, oh, well, maybe my translator didn't translate properly and I should kill him, and then just shoots him in the head. Gary ends up coming back. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. But there's one problem. I don't look Middle Eastern. And then we get this montage of them like doing surgery. They're like
Oh man, it's so fucking funny.
changing his nose, changing his mouth, and then they're like, all right, it's time. And they reveal him, and he just like literally has like blackface, some like patchy ass
Yeah.
hair. And then what I didn't notice before is like he literally has a towel on his head.
Yeah.
Which is so bad.
So
That's
bad.
so funny because it's a literal towel.
Yeah. The hair that they put on me looked like Danger Aaron in Jackass. Remember whenever they did the terrorist skit for
Yeah.
that?
Oh my God. Yeah.
So funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Just like the patchiest fucking pube looking beard ever. And like the paint's not even all over his face.
No,
Like
no.
it stops halfway up his forehead.
Yeah, sponsor was like, welcome to the team, Hakmed.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to Cairo, and I think this is the first time we get the Team America song, I think, right?
Yes, I believe
And
so.
it's just such an iconic, it's so catchy,
Yeah.
it's basic, but it's just, Team America, fuck yeah. And I love too, he's like, before he goes into the bar or whatever, they're like, okay, you'll be fine, but just in case, what's the signal again, Gary? And he's like,
Waves his arms.
like, okay, yeah. Oh my God. So yeah, he goes into the tavern and gets invited in, and then first thing he says is, so, does anyone know of any attack coming soon? And everyone like looks at him and brings him to one of the leaders, and
Yeah.
we get a cutback. Sarah likes Gary. She kind of mentions that to Lisa, and then Joe likes Sarah, so it's kind of like a mixed thing going on. So Gary has to act, right? So he's being interrogated by these people, and they're like, what do you know of pain and sadness? And he goes on about like, I put a jihad out on them, and if you fuck with me, I'll put a jihad on you too. It's like, what?
Makes zero sense.
And they invite him to come along. They didn't
Yeah.
believe him.
Because he's just the world's best actor.
Yeah, exactly. So they end up leaving on a car, and then they're like, oh, they're heading west on Bakalaka Street. And then we get like, yeah, when he goes in, he's like, whatever, Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad. And it's so fucking bad, but hilarious.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, Gary, not Gary, Chris, Chris and Joe, they think that Gary is still in the tavern
Yeah.
because he's dressed like a terrorist, so they can't tell him apart from the other guys. And we get this epic car chase. Like, man, the car chase is so good, man.
Is
Like,
actually really good.
so they're getting chased by Joe and Chris, and then they end up shooting one of the guys in the very back, and then you see Gary in the back. They're like zooming in on him, and he's like doing his signal, and they're like, what's that terrorist trying to say? He's going crazy or something like that. And then they start like shooting, and then like Sarah is like, oh, Gary's not in the tavern anymore. And they're like, okay, we'll just kill these guys and then we'll look for him. So they're shooting at Gary. They end up killing the driver. Then they end up like pulling aside and then let them pass, and then the main guy is like, all right, we'll let them turn around, then we'll go on head on and blow him up. And Gary's like, what? He's like, yeah, we'll commit suicide to take out, the terrorist or the Team America. So they're like going at him, and then Lisa just comes out of nowhere in a motorcycle, saves Gary, and then like they drop a ramp off the car, and the car goes flying up and smashes into the Sphinx. And like, is this funny? Because like, it's like this like little like 2 foot like
Yeah.
little guy just getting destroyed, right? And then in this chase, they're also like destroying the pyramids with rockets.
Yeah.
They're, killing all the statues. So,
Decimating Cairo.
yeah, so they get the WMDs, but they end up blowing basically half of Cairo up.
Yeah.
And all this really ignites all the celebrities are getting mad. Alec Baldwin, especially the leader of FAG, which in this movie is the Film Actors Guild.
Didn't think that you were going to actually say it because you're.
That's what it is,
I
man.
know, but you're the more politically correct one on here. It was a surprise. I'm trying to find a quote for later on.
Okay.
I'm shocked that it's not like at the very top.
Wonder if it's one that I was gonna look up too.
The Dicks one?
Yeah, the monologue, yeah.
All right. I can't find it, but we'll be able to find it, I'm sure.
So actually, I have a question. Who is Hans Bricks in this? Because he's the guy that goes. Does he work for like the US? Because he goes to North Korea and he's visiting Kim, and Kim is like, "Oh, hello, Hans Bricks. Like,
Hans
I don't
Bricks.
have any WMDs or whatever." He's
Yeah.
like, "I know you're searching me for WMDs, but like, I don't know who Hans Bricks is. I don't know if it's a. I'm guessing it's a real person."
Hans. Oh, it is a real person. It's Hans Blix.
That makes sense that he was saying Hans Bricks.
Yeah. So he's part of the Arms Control Association. And apparently, in 2006, they had an annual meeting where he discussed his portrayal in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he is a real person.
Okay. But yeah, he goes to visit Kim Jong-il, and Kim ends up throwing him in a tank and feed him to, it looks like a real shark.
Did. Yeah. Fucking tears him apart.
So yeah, it cuts back to the home base and they're all partying, having a good time. Sarah ends up dancing with Joe, and she's like, "Hey Joe, I have a question. Do you think that teammates can date?" And Joe's like all excited, like because he likes her, and he's like, "Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Lisa or Sarah." And she's
Sarah.
like, "Okay, cool." And then we see Gary's outside looking at the horizon, looking sad, and Lisa comes out and he tells Lisa about how his brother died. And basically, they were at the zoo and he was acting on the guardrail or something like that. And then his brother ends up falling into the gorilla cage.
Think Gary fell into the gorilla cage and his brother went in to save him.
Oh,
But his brother had blueberries in his pockets. So
okay.
the gorillas were trying to get the blueberries and they
Yeah.
started like slamming them around.
Yeah, end up killing him. He's
Yeah.
like, "My acting got my brother killed."
Yeah.
And then he tries kissing her, and she's like, "Oh, I don't know, Gary. Like, it's too soon for me. I don't know if it's a good idea." And she's like, "If you promise me you'll never die, I would make love to you right now." And he's like, he's just like has like surprised look, like,
Yeah.
"I promise you, I will never die."
Oh
And then we get the most epic sex scene
my
ever.
God, man. Every position that you can think of. Did you watch the uncut version?
I didn't have the option, I don't think.
No? Okay.
I don't think it came up on the 4K.
Because there's even more.
But I'm pretty sure I have what I the my VMD whatever version was the uncut version, I think.
Yeah.
And they do some crazy shit.
Yeah, literally, because there's one scene where she shits on his chest.
Oh
No,
yeah. That definitely wasn't in my version, but I do
okay.
remember that.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So now we cut to Panama, and another little thing that I don't know if you noticed, but all of the plants in Panama are marijuana plants.
I did not notice that. That's funny, though.
All the flowers that people are holding are made up of marijuana plants.
That's so fucking funny.
So an explosion happens here that blow up the Panama Canal, and Like this set was actually huge. Like there was a shit ton of water that came through.
Oh, really?
Like these are massive sets that they made. Like if you do have a chance, try and look up the special features of this and
Yeah,
how they built it, because it's really cool.
I might buy the 4K just to watch it.
Fair enough. Yeah, so Team America is I forget, they're going to Dirkistan or something like that.
Yep, because they think that's where the terrorists are hiding.
Then we see that Fag is blaming Team America for everything that's happening, which they have a point, but also they kind
Kinda.
of go like way too far in the
Yeah.
end. Yeah, so Gary's still depressed.
Michael Moore.
Oh yeah, Michael Moore shows up.
He does. Blows up all their shit.
Has hot dogs and mustard all over his shirt.
So funny.
Yeah, so they're going to Dirkistan, and we see that the terrorists are flying planes, and then the North Koreans end up showing up too, and they have a kind of a dog fight in the sky. We see a submarine also, and then Chris is in his sub, and it's just like, what is going on? And then meanwhile, yeah, Michael Moore ends up breaking into the team base and blowing himself up and blowing up the home base. So all the computers go down. Intelligence, who is like this computer who like basically tells them what's going on and stuff like that. So all their computers go down, they all crash, and they get captured by the Koreans, North Koreans. We get a quick song from Kim Jong Il, I'm so Ronery song. So funny, man. And then we get Gary at the bar drinking, and I don't know if you end up finding that monologue.
I was looking for the one at the end that he does.
Yeah, I want to read that one too at the end, but this is kind of like yeah, that's the one at the end. May not have it.
The fuck is it? Oh, there it is. So the drunk says, "See, there are three kinds of people: dicks, pussies, and assholes. Pussies thinks everyone can get along, and dicks just want to fuck all the time without thinking it through. But then you got your assholes, and all the assholes want is to shit all over everything. So pussies may get mad at dicks once in a while because pussies get fucked by dicks, but dicks can also fuck assholes. And if they didn't fuck the assholes, you know what you'd get? You'd get your dick and your pussy all covered in shit." Oh man, fucking fantastic.
That's when I look up this, the one I saw here.
I can fire it off to you because it's right here.
No, not that one. Okay, I got it here. So yeah, Gary gets he's drunk. He ends up going outside, and he ends up puking everywhere, like so much fucking puke.
56 seconds is how long he pukes for.
Was that how long it was?
Yeah.
So the overhead shot of him lighting the puke, that was Trey Parker.
Oh, really? So it wasn't a marionette.
The shot of the up above shot was Trey Parker.
Oh, okay.
So he was wearing a pair of fake legs, so his proportions more closely matched those of the marionettes. And the vomit was a mixture of soup and beer.
Huh.
So Fag wants to change the the world. Hey, it's okay. Our buddy Dennis loves this movie, so it's
That's
okay.
true.
Kim invites them all to be keynote speakers at his peace conference or whatever he's having later on. So Team America is captured. They all being are being tortured. Lisa is tied up. She's with Kim, but the rest are being kind of held and tortured. And then One of the best songs in this movie that makes me want to revisit a movie I haven't seen since it came out, basically, and that's Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Because the song is a montage. I forget what the montage is. Oh, that's the when he's driving on the motorcycle, right? And the song is basically shitting on Pearl Harbor and Ben Affleck and how shitty the movie Pearl Harbor is. I remember liking that movie, but obviously that was whenever I was young,
Yeah,
so
we were young when that came out.
but did you notice whenever he's driving the motorcycle that it ends up hitting the camera and knocking over and falling
Yeah,
over?
yeah,
Just his little tiny motorcycle.
yeah.
Yeah, so Gary ends up coming to the base. Spotswood is alive, and he decides that he's going to get intelligence to blow up North Korea. And Gary's like, no, like the rest of the team is captured. And Spotswood is like, no, like they're gonna sacrifice themselves, they would be happy to. Are gonna blow up North Korea because the whole world is at risk. And then he ends up convincing Spotswood that he can do it. And we get a sick training montage of Spotswood training Gary.
Well, hold on. How does he convince Spotswood?
Oh, he sucks his dick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, that's dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we get the montage song.
Yeah. Time for a montage.
I
Montage.
love Spotswood because like it's so like it breaks the fourth wall so many times in this movie, but Spotswood's like, oh, how can we get you trained up to be a professional in such a short amount of time? He's like, there's only one way, and the song kicks on. Make it a montage.
And he's doing all the typical montage stuff, like learn how to shoot a gun, doing karate, getting his ass kicked by Spotswood, and getting good and kicking Spotswood ass. So all the leaders of the world are also invited to the conference. And then we see someone looks like a Jedi show up to the front gates, and it's basically Gary dressed like fucking a Jedi,
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan, yeah. And the two guards come over and like, oh, I need to see your ID and an invitation. And he's like, I forgot my invitation and ID. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, come on
Come on
in.
in. That's fine. I believe him.
Yeah. And then we see Martin Sheen and Tim Robbins are guarding Team America, and they end up leaving. Gary ends up saving them. He needs to save get Lisa. And I love whenever Kim is trying to say the word inevitable. Even I can't say it. And like Lisa's like, what? Yeah, so like we get a few fight scenes between Team America and some of the celebrities. We see like George Clooney and Liv Tyler, and I'm getting like lit up and heads blown off, and Joe and Sarah end up getting caught in a trap by Sean Penn
Sean
and
Penn, right? Yeah.
Danny Glover, I think. I think it was Danny Glover. And like, aha. And here's our Panthers. And it opens up. There's like
Oh,
some
Samuel L.
blood.
Jackson. That's who it was. Was
I
it
thought,
not?
but no, that was no. I think he was a different scene. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so it's just like black cats, like just like rolling around, and then we see Sarah and Joe are like caught in this trap, and then Sarah's like, "Oh, I'll convince them to attack," and he's like, "Go attack your masters," and Joe is like, "All right, Sarah, you're not a fucking empath or something like that."
It's not gonna work.
Yeah, and the cats like turn around and like run through the glass and just destroy these people. So funny.
Susan Sarandon at one point too, she tries to fuck people up.
Yeah, because she's like tied up and she's like acting and she's like, "Oh, the others tied me up," and Chris was about to untie her, and Gary's like, "No, like Don't do it. She's acting. And they end up like kicking her off like the
Yeah.
top ledge or something, like splats. And then Chris is like, "I'm sorry, man. Like, I was a dick to you," and tells the story about why he hates actors. So he went to a Cats theater whenever he was younger, and he was invited backstage by a couple characters. I don't know if they're real characters from Cats. I've never seen it, but one of the characters ends up feeling up his leg, and he ends up trying not to laugh because it's, I don't know, it's fucked up,
Sexual
but
assault.
yeah, he gets raped by one of the cats. And
Mr. Mistopheles.
and he tells Gary, is like, "Oh, I'm sorry, like, after this, if we're not dead, like, I'll buy you a beer sometime."
Yeah.
Because like the whole movie he's just like, "I'm not fucking following this guy," like he's such a dick to him. Oh
Yeah.
man. And then a couple of them, Gary and Chris, are trapped in the room. We see Samuel Jackson drop down. Who was the other girl? Gina something? Not Gina. Anyway, a girl. And then we see
Can't remember who it was.
Matt Damon drop down, and
Yeah,
he's
Matt
like,
Damon.
"Matt Damon." I read in the trivia that I guess they were gonna like actually have like Matt Damon like do the voice, but then
Yeah.
they realized that the marionette of Matt Damon looked mentally handicapped, so they just went with a dumbed down version of Matt Damon.
I like that idea. That's
Yeah,
good.
it's iconic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Team America, they end up getting knocked out and tied up. I think they end up on stage, I think. Yeah, that Alec ends up doing the kind of the last speaker thing. He's like going on about, political stuff and other stuff like that. And
Yeah.
then Gary ends up coming out, and he has to try and out-act Alec Baldwin, who Alec Baldwin is like in this movie like the best actor in the world.
Yeah.
So Gary has to out-act him, and he does end up out-acting him. And like, yeah, I don't know.
I do,
Already
but
okay,
do
like
you
go
have
ahead,
it?
I could probably find it. Oops.
And it's Eric Baldwin.
Yeah, Eric Baldwin. So yeah, so Gary, to win this I guess act off, he says, "We're dicks. We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks, and the Film Actors Guild are pussies, and Kim Jong-il is an asshole. Pussies don't like dicks because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes. Assholes who just want to shit on everything. The pussies may think they can deal with assholes their way, but the only thing that can fuck an asshole is a dick with some balls. The problem with dicks is that sometimes they fuck too much or fuck when it isn't appropriate." And then cuts a spot to it, and he's like, "Yes, Gary, yes." And it takes a pussy to show him that, but sometimes pussy gets so full of shit that they become assholes themselves, because pussies are only an inch and a half away from assholes. I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world, but I do know if you don't let us fuck this asshole, we are going to have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit. Like, how do they come up with this shit?
Don't know, man. They're so good. Just fucking comedic geniuses.
Oh man. So he ends up winning the kind of like acting off with Alec. And then Kim Jong loses his mind, ends up shooting Alec,
Giving him a taste of his own medicine.
blows his head off. And then we see Lisa behind Kim. She ends up kicking him off the top ledge, and he ends up getting impaled on the German's helmet hat thing.
Yeah, the pickle hob.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I looked it up. That's the only reason why I knew.
Okay. So they save the day, all the world leaders end up going home, and but then we see a cockroach come out of Kim Jong-il's mouth, and it's Kim Jong-il's voice as the cockroach. So
Yeah.
it fucking
You ever
Ends
seen
up,
Blast of Me, Team America?
yeah, and then gets on a little like rocket ship and flies away. Then we see Team America, they get back to base, open up the doors, and we see like all their jets and helicopters, and we get the Team America fuck. Oh no, Lisa ends up saying to like Gary, she's like, fuck yeah. Gary's like, fuck yeah, and then like do like the jump, the slow-mo jump, and that's it, man.
It's so good.
We need a sequel to this, man,
I'm
like
honestly shocked
something.
that there hasn't been one.
I mean, they have to be doing a movie or something, right? Like,
Yeah, they haven't done anything in a while. Like they've been doing all the special South Park episodes, like that are 45 minutes to an hour long,
they've
but
had a couple of video games too, right? So I guess.
yeah, true.
But yeah. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's the way the bullets fly.
All right, how did you rate this movie?
Okay, like I don't know like if this is a good movie or not.
Oh, it's absolutely a good movie.
It is. I gave it a 4.5. Like I am a massive Trey Parker and Matt Stone fan. I absolutely love South Park. I mean, I don't watch it like religiously. Like I have like the first like 15 seasons on DVD, but like I haven't watched any of the latest seasons. I think I've watched maybe I haven't watched the last like 3 seasons, but I'll throw it on like randomly. But I think these guys are some of the best working writers, comedic guys in the around right now, and like they're so low key, like nobody talks about them. They're just everything they do, like I don't know, maybe you have to have a certain humor, I guess, for them, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely do need to have a certain type of humor, and not everybody's going to think they're as funny as we do because they're so like no holds barred. Like they don't care who you are, they're going to make fun of you.
And like the Seth MacFarlane, the Family Guy stuff, like, yeah, they make fun of people too, but the stuff that they do, it's like I haven't watched Family Guy in a long, long time, but like it's little like 5 second, 30 second clips of them making fun of someone. Whereas like South Park or the movies they do, some of their episodes making fun of people are like seasons long or like 2 episodes long. Like they just build on it, and it's some of the stuff is like what everyone is thinking of the world. There's not a they're too afraid to say it maybe, but I get a 4.5 because not because I just love these guys, but just the amount of work that went into this, not just by them but by the team who built the sets, the marionettes, everything about this movie is impressive. The dialogue is great. Their voice work is stupendous. I don't know much else to say about it. Like there isn't any negatives. I feel like I can't really give it a 5 because like there's a couple parts in like maybe like the middle to end act where it's, I don't know, not slow, but I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, I get a 4.5 out of 5. What would you?
I also gave it a 4.5 out of 5,
Yeah,
so
okay,
I'm right
cool.
there with you. I just, yeah, it's just such a fucking fun satirical representation of the world in 2004. Like we're 3 years post 9/11. Terrorism is at like an all-time high for like what we were used to back then, and everybody was scared for their lives, and these motherfuckers just came out and made fun of terrorism. And Kim Jong-il, who is like the most fucking off the rails world leader at the time, would have done anything for supremacy, didn't give a shit. And they're making a movie fucking making fun of him. Like I just it just goes to show how much, like I said before, like they don't care who you are. If there's a reason to make fun of you, they're gonna do it. And I'll mirror everything that you said. I think that they're comedic geniuses. They know how to take real life events and make fun of them and do it in a really fucking funny way. So, yeah, 4.5 out of 5 for me as well.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, and this is perfect. Team America will either offend you or leave you in stitches, but it'll probably do both. Spot on. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
Man, I don't know, honestly. Like, this is a tough one. 78?
God, man. This is three movies in a row. 77%.
It.
Three movies in a row, you've been off by 1%.
Fuck.
77% on 197 reviews. Certified fresh. The audience score was an 80% on 250,000 ratings, and an average score of 3.9 out of 5, or a 7.8 out of 10. So
Nice.
highly regarded. And what's Letterboxd have?
The Letterboxd has a 3.5 out of 5. I don't know if many of our friends have logged it. I only gave it a 3. I don't know if that's a real 3 or just he logged it for a 3.
Just he
Like,
logged it.
yep. Screaming Cinema gave it a 3.
Okay.
Think that's it, honestly.
Okay.
Thought I saw Anthony. I think he gave it a 3.5, I think I saw earlier. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Okay. Well, it's time for our
Cunning Stunts.
Might be tough to do, but how did you rate the stunts of this movie?
Honestly, like, I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Because like the explosions, the destruction of the sets they did, even like the gunfights and people getting kicked and blown up, like it's done really well for fucking marionettes. So yeah, 6 out of 10.
Fair point.
Favorite stunt? I'll just go with the opening scene. Like I haven't watched this in a while, and I was actually blown away by how well this fight choreography scene was. We get the funny, not so serious kung fu fight between Chris and the terrorist. And like just whenever Lisa shotguns the guy through the window, like I was just surprised of how well like they did that. Like I don't know, just yeah. Done really well.
All right.
And stunt I would like to try. I would like to drive a little RC car full of puppets off a ramp into a building and blow it up.
All right.
It'd be fun.
Okay. That's, yeah, it would be.
About you?
Stunts, I gave it a 5.
Okay.
Just, yeah, I mean, obviously they're not real people, but it was real people that made the stuff look legit. So kudos to them. Favorite stunt, I was gonna say the little kung fu fight, but I'll switch it up to the dog fight that we saw with the Korean Air
That's a good
Force
one.
and
Yeah.
the who was it that they're fighting with?
The terrorists.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess I
The Durka
Durkistanians. I'll go with that one. And stunt I want to try. I really don't know.
Durkas.
Throwing a toy in a shark tank and watch the sharks destroy it. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
One thing that I wanted to bring up while we were talking and I forgot, there's like some pretty good gore in this movie.
Yeah, there is.
Like they actually did a good job with like whenever the cats are attacking the guy, the actors, and like ripping them in half and stuff. Like their intestines are flying out, and like there's one scene where I think Chris kicks a guy in the face and it's like fucking top half of his head
Oh
flips
yeah.
back.
I think that was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, it was him actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, just some of the gore,
And they
quote
made a puke
unquote.
coming out of Gary's mouth too.
Yeah,
Right?
that's true. Yeah, they did. So, I mean, kudos to them. But yeah. All right, man. It's your pick.
I almost forgot to pick a movie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So we're gonna throw it back.
Okay.
Way, way back.
Way, way back.
Maybe might be talking about the OG action star. I've never watched any of his movies.
Fucking John Wayne, baby.
Maybe a little bit later than that. Steve McQueen.
Oh shit, okay.
So we talked about 1968's Bullitt.
Fucking right. I was hoping you were gonna say that
Yeah.
whenever you said his name. Sick, all right.
Have you seen it before?
I have, but like, I don't think I've sat down and watched the whole thing.
Okay.
Like, I think Sarah's dad's had it on before whenever we were there and
Okay.
like kind of doing
Yeah.
shit, but yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All I know is like it has the most iconic car chase, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. That's throwing it back. All right. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, or sorry, come back in a couple weeks to hear us talk about Bullet. Oh, what year is that? I don't even know what year that is.
1968.
1968. In the meantime, if you want to catch on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road. Check out our backlog of episodes. And we hope that some of the language in this episode didn't offend you too much. And if it did,
Nope.
well, let's take a page from Matt.
Talk to Matt and Trey, yeah.
Yeah, and suck it up. All
Okay. All right, talk to you guys later.